From pee to ping pong to grapefruit, a look at the official hail comparison chart is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Seems the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins. There's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were greedy for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all uncirculated. It says the New York Mint is releasing them to the public on a first-come, first-served basis when you call, here it is, 1-800-905-2965. Wouldn't that be amazing to hold U.S. history? Okay, if you want that free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-905-2965. 1-800-905-2965.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 13th. It's the 133rd day of the year, and the first known fatality due to hail occurred on this day in 1930. The hailstone took down an unfortunate farmer near Lubbock, Texas. You've heard hail described is pea-sized or golf ball-sized. But did you know the National Weather Service has official recommendations for estimating hail size? The scale begins with pea, penny, nickel, and quarter. Then comes ping pong, golf, tennis ball, and baseball-sized hail. At 3 inches in diameter, the hail is described as teacup size, followed by 4-inch grapefruit and 4.5-inch softball-sized hail. And they offer this advice for spotters. Because they come in so many sizes, never estimate hail as marble-sized. And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather at almanac.com.